Girl, I'm telling you, I come from Auckland and I work at Te Haoranga as a mental health support.
Kia ora, my name is Honi Wanda Murray and I work at about Dark Horse site for Te Haoranga as the editor.
So, I wrote that song about 6-7 years ago now, and I guess at the time when I was writing the song, I was and trying to inspire young people, you know, just to try and just to make a change. I guess that was sort of straightforward. I wanted to be straightforward, no strings attached sort of thing, just a message that everyone could relate to. And so when I started to work with Tiaha, Rhonda heard it. She heard it and she wanted to catch it and, you know, promote it and do all that sort of stuff. And that's when I got Honey on board, and yeah, we've just been jamming that wires everywhere now.
What I like about it is it's not specific to ones that are capable, just those words, you know, it's make a change, it's relatable for anybody in any situation, and it's just got a great hook and nice sound, and it's something that can, you know, get somebody deep, as opposed to just like touching the surface. So that's what I like the most about it. I think it's important to consistently educate, you know, our hapū, our iwi, our whānau on what it means to be well within the whānau. It's a core part of us, you know, through wives they can get so much healing, and I think that's something that's not hard out tapped upon within this industry. So we see a gap here, and we hope that's a sort of full gap, help some people out wherever possible.
I guess for me, just to make a change in yourself and create that ripple effect, you know, where everyone sort of becomes inspired and, you know, to make their own changes in their own life. So don't go out there trying to change people, you know, just make the change yourself.
Yeah, what he said, just be the change you want to see in the world, I suppose. Set that example, lead by example, and just hope that, you know, it catches on.